and President Trump has now signed a $484 billion coronavirus bill. That includes additional funding for the Small Business Loan Program, hospitals, and a nationwide testing program.
Meanwhile, the state of Georgia began its partial reopening today. South Carolina, Nebraska, Tennessee, and Oklahoma are also among the states beginning to lift restrictions. Alabama's stay-at-home order is set to expire next week, and Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey is on the line. Governor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Glad to be with you.
So your stay-at-home order expires next week at the end of the month. Are you planning to reopen Alabama at that point?
Well, we're working hard to hopefully make that happen. The stay-at-home order does expire on April 30. We've got several different groups providing us very thoughtful recommendations on what reopening might look like and how it would occur. And most likely it's going to be a recommendation that is phased in carefully and slowly. But I've got the Small Business Committee that's given us a whole 150-some-odd pages of recommendations. And each of our congressional leaders have given us recommendations based off of their contacts with their members in their respective districts. And then I've got an executive committee of my coronavirus task force that is vetting all of these recommendations. And then on Monday, I'll be meeting with Dr. Harris, our public health officer, to review these recommendations and be sure that all of them also fit with the medical and health care protocol. So we're making progress to get the best information we can, using data as much as we can, but the whole goal continues to be to reopen in some fashion, hopefully next week.
Well, as you know, some of your neighbors are already reopening, Georgia, Tennessee, reopening some or most businesses. Why not follow the same path as them?
Well, I believe that data should drive our decisions, not just a desired date. And so we are looking at the numbers and the cases and the hospitalizations and ventilators, et cetera, and making our decisions based on data.
Are you facing a lot of pressure from people in Alabama, as we're seeing in some other states? Even your own lieutenant governor has said that he thinks it's time to reopen.
Well, a lot of people have a lot of opinions, and if you can imagine, I get a lot of free advice. And all of it is welcome, and all of it is being vetted and given careful consideration. But we've got to be sure we know what we're doing and not open so fast that we bring this relapse of this virus back. That's something we just for sure do not want to do.
Do you think that a combination of contact tracing and testing is going to be necessary in Alabama to safely reopen?
Well, it's certainly a factor of the whole process, and like I say, I'll be taking recommendations from our health care providers as well as from members of the Small Business Committee.
Well, why are testing levels so low in Alabama? You've tested about 1% of the population there. In Louisiana, they've already tested about 3% of the population.
Well, testing in Alabama is been done mostly by the Departments of Public Health, while we do have some private labs kicking into that. But you're right on the numbers. We've tested just a little less than 1% of our population, and we're struggling to ramp that up as best we can, but we need the supplies to do the testing as well.
Do you need that from the federal government, or where would you get those supplies?
Department of Public Health is accessing all of their contacts, and we're backing them up every way we can. If it's from the federal, that's fine. If it's from the normal suppliers, that's fine. We just want to get the supplies from wherever we can get them as soon as we can get them.
What would you say to residents of your state who believe that COVID-19 is overblown or the equivalent of a very bad flu season, something that Rush Limbaugh and others have been saying on media?
Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but at the same time, this COVID-19 is a serious virus. It's proven to be quite deadly, quite contagious. It is not to be taken lightly. It's not anything we've ever faced before. There's no vaccine, no cure at the moment. So this is a deadly serious situation, and we've got to take appropriate action to protect the health and safety of our people.
Obviously, you're working your way through a crisis, as everybody is, but are you starting to think about the long term, about whether this will come back in the fall and the winter, as many experts predict that it will, and what that means for you?
Well, certainly we're looking forward to the possibility that it could come back, and that's another good reason that we're keeping the stay-at-home order in place through April 30. Haste makes waste, you know, and it'd be much more difficult to have to fight a reoccurrence than it would to stay the course. So we're trying to be measured and thoughtful and receptive to good ideas and recommendations, but also we're relying on the data.
Governor, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says states should be able to declare bankruptcy instead of getting bailouts. What do you think of that, and do you think declaring bankruptcy would be the right solution for Alabama if it gets there?
That's a subject I hadn't had time to think about, so I'd have to get with my finance folks to figure that out, but I certainly hope the state does not have to file for bankruptcy.
Well, do you think that it makes sense to get a federal bailout if it got to that point?
Playing what-if games at this stage is not very helpful right now.
What is your message, finally, to the people of Alabama as they go through this very difficult period, along with the rest of us?
Well, I sincerely want to thank all Alabamians for their resiliency during this pandemic and thank them for taking the stay-at-home order to heart and abiding by our safe distancing and all of our guidelines, because it's just people that makes this thing happen, and we can slow down the spread and minimize the decline by practicing these guidelines. And I just thank the people of Alabama for their participation. It all depends on our people, and I'm grateful that they are abiding by the stay-at-home order.
That is Alabama Governor Kay Ivey. Governor, thank you for joining us, and good luck.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.